BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Howard
Hughes, Howard Hughes. Saturday morning in the summertime means it's our technology time with the man whose brain is as big as an Alp. That's ALP. His name? Fevzi Turkalp. That ends in ALP. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm all right, thank you.
You like that?
Slightly stunned, but fine.
No, come on, man. Brain as big as an Alp. You haven't heard that before, have you? All the others you've heard before, but that you have not.
This is true.
Be frank. Well, no, be Fevzi. All right, let's crack on before I crack up. Let's start with this. Good local news story and great news for Slough, which is very much an expanding part of the Berkshire firmament. Slough is going to be one of the places, I think, trialling 5G phone technology. That's got to be very good for us, yeah?
Yeah, it's actually something that they're describing, a company called Angie Networks, which is a Dutch company that signed a deal with Slough Council. It's something they're describing as beyond 5G networks. And their plan, and their announcement indeed, is that they're going to make available the first wireless gigabit connected city in the world. So that we're talking about speeds of 1 gigabit per second, which is 1,000 megabits per second. It's essentially, if it happens as announced, it's going to be virtually limitless bandwidth. Most people won't be able to easily use that much bandwidth. So, for example, typically you'd be able to download a high definition film in about 7 seconds. So not completely limitless bandwidth, but 7 seconds is pretty good. It'd take you a good deal longer than that to watch it. So it's quite an impressive thing, and it gives rise to, you know, various benefits. It's not just a matter of having fast internet, because when you've got what's called a wide area network, so this is not just, oh, you can sign up to it in your home, it's the whole of Slough that is planned to be connected. So you can go anywhere. There'll be no real distinction between using your internet at home and using it out and about, and it will give rise to other real-time services, such as public transport information will be available everywhere, traffic and diversion updates, smart street lights, real-time parking data, live air quality information. All those sorts of things become a reality, potentially, at least. They're even talking about things like remote health monitoring for outpatients and home security systems. I mean, it's quite a big deal. Where it's not just a matter of speed, it's the fact that it's everywhere. So there's this seamless things, you know. So, for example, you know, a device for an elderly person that might signal when they fall might work in the home, but now it can work everywhere. Or if someone goes walkabout, you know, you can actually track them. So, you know, there are a lot of potential benefits to this. The timescales also seem, it seems to be quite short. They think that they'll get the first few square miles of Slough connected by around September of this year, and hope to have what they call Wireless Extreme fully operational by November. And then from January of next year, they'll start launching the citywide smart services I mentioned. So that's a very ambitious timescale. The way that they're able to do it is that they're basically wiring up Slough with this multi-terabit fibre optic. So these are glass pipes, if you like, that will carry the data. And then rather than trying to wire up everyone's home individually, the last 100 meters or so will be done wirelessly, and hence it's a wireless service. So they plumb the whole city, as it were, and then instead of going home by home by home, connecting it like BT have done.
That sounds to me like a brilliant idea. I'm sorry to butt in with that, but that sounds like such a fantastic idea. It makes you wonder why BT is still, because they're in charge of the infrastructure with Openreach, still trying to cable everywhere.
Well, BT are, well, yes, exactly. BT traditionally relied upon their copper network and managed to get, you know, normal broadband out of it. But for super fast, what they called infinity broadband, fibre to cabinet broadband, they've done that by laying fibres. But again, they're doing the last bit by wire.
Listen, I wanted to spend some time on this because it's going to be massive if it's going to be happening from September right here in Berkshire. You know, that is something that if they deliver on what they say they will deliver is going to be enormous. We need to watch it.
Yeah, we'll watch it. We'll watch it carefully. And as I say, the timescales are quite short, so we'll know quite soon. Mm. And if they've signed the deal, as they say they've signed with Slough Council, then, you know, they're going to have to deliver something. So let's watch this space. It's quite an ambitious project, I think.
Now, we've only got time for one more thing. The gadget of the week, which is the... Why do these things increasingly have such big names? This is the Ngenius ELED S5115 bullet camera. Now, this is not just any old camera. This takes surveillance to a whole... Well, surveillance cameras to a whole other level, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this is a security camera. It can be used indoors or outdoors. So, it's weather resistant, as it were. It's a wireless camera, so if you want to, you can run a wire to it, and as we've said, wired is often better. But if you want to run it wirelessly, that's you can do that. It's got a little antenna on it, so you can just bolt it to the outside of your house, for example, and use it as a security camera, or even move it around if you want to do that. If you do wire it, then you've got the benefit of it supports something called power over Ethernet. So the data cable also carries the power to it, so you only have to run the one wire to it.
So it's just like a USB.
Yeah. So, but better, because it's going over Ethernet, which is a much more sort of robust connection in many different ways. It's a 1 megapixel camera. That means you get 720p, which is a high definition. So it's good enough to... hopefully be able to identify any miscreants who come onto the property. It's got a number of other good tricks. It will support different video formats and different qualities, so you can decide on the balance you want between the quality of the image and the amount of data it costs to store it. It's not a cheap item, because it's a well-made semi-professional bit of kit, I'd say. £230, including VAT. If you want more details, I think the importer is a company called Solwise, Solwise, so solwise.co.uk.
But a massively useful thing. Look, I live in a place that's got garages, and those garages periodically get targeted for various reasons. Yeah. And we've been trying to find a security solution that that is effective and doesn't cost masses in data storage and all the rest of it. And something like this might be the answer.
Yeah, the fact that this is what's called an IP camera means it sits on a network. So it can sit on, for example, on your home network, which means that you can access it from anywhere that you have an internet connection, including smartphones, laptops. You can be in the garden or in Timbuktu. As long as you've got an internet connection, you'll be able to see what's going on. And I think in these days, these sorts of things are great investments, because they act as a deterrent when people see. It used to be alarm boxes did that, and they still do, but I think we're in a bit of a sort of arms race with criminals now, so I think visible cameras are a good deterrent.
I think you're right. We're out of time, Fevzi. If people want to know the latest in technology, ask you a question, do whatever, where do they go?
They can follow me on Twitter @GadgetDetective. Come and say hello or ask a question. Either would be lovely.
Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective. Enjoy your weekend, Fevzi.
Cheers.
Howard Hughes, Saturday morning. We are BBC Radio Berkshire.